old head tells my grandfather told me one when he was sparking.
And his girl lived on one side of a cemetery and him on another, and there's a church that night, and he took her home, and he had to pass this cemetery, and he saw something white just going up and down. And he didn't know what to do, or to go back to his girls, or where to. He didn't have no matches to build a fire to keep him alive. So he just kept venturing on up to it, and he come on up, and there's an old white blaze-faced horse rubbing his neck against a post, you know, up and down. And that is all over.
Yeah. Did you ever hear any stories about?
Well, I heard Mace Robinson, a friend of mine, that he run a store at Zach for a long time, and then he retired and come to Marshall here, and he's telling me about going to sparking and getting his pants wet, you know, rain, he'd keep cutting them off, and they just drawed up plumb up on his belly. Yeah, he drawed plumb up on his belly.
By the time he got to the girl's house.
Yeah, by the time he got to the girl's house, the sun had shined out, and his britches went to drawing up. And he didn't have none on when he got there. He kept trimming them off. And then the sunshine, he had to walk them days.
Well, I've heard
just him and his old lady, and the man there that's back in Tennessee. They had a lot of hogs, and they got this old man home, built him a shack out in the woods to stay out there and see after his hogs. And give them all the hogs they wanted to eat for their meat to take care of his. And they'd killed one in summertime, or in the spring, or sometime of year. They'd killed one and spread it out under their bed the night for it to cool out. And left their doors open, and that night a panther come in there and eat what meat he wanted, and then just jumped up on the bed with him. Laid down, and the old lady waked her, and she told the old man, "Knock that cat off the bed." And he raised up and slapped it and tried to knock it off, and he got in a fight with it. And they fought around there, and the old lady had got the axe, you know, to cut its claws off so it couldn't claw him, gut him. And she hit this old man in the head and addled him. But he kept on hitting that thing, it'd dry up, you know, and catch him in the forepart of the head there, you know. He said he just split his head all to pieces, but when he'd do that, he'd hit it with his fist, you know, and knock it loose. And he killed it with his fist. He broke its lung ribs, you know, and stuck them into its lungs, you know, hitting it that way. And it measured 8 feet and some few inches, I forget, just some few inches over 8 feet long. Yeah.
Well, he must have been a pretty good prize fighter.
Yes, he was, I guess. Yeah. But that's what he had, just his fist.